Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The war between Hamas and Israel is continuing. But what we know is it's expanding outside of just that. The United States of America has now said that they have launched their third strike on Iran-linked groups amid attacks on American soldiers. American aircraft on Sunday struck a weapons storage facility and a command and control center used by Iran-linked militias in Syria in the latest round of retaliatory strikes amid continued attacks on U.S. troops in the Middle East. Quote, within the last 2 hours, the U.S. has taken precision defensive strikes against two sites in Syria, is what one official told ABC News. These new strikes against these Iranian-backed locations are very important. The question is, why did it take so long for this to even happen? Why do I say that? Dozens and dozens of attacks against American installations have been happening in the Middle East by these Iranian-backed militants. So far, we have done nothing to stop them. Finally, we're starting to do something. This should have happened about 30 days ago, but when you have a weak president, this is what you get. ABC News, first breaking this news, and here's how they put it.
The U.S. retaliating for attacks on American forces in the Middle East, launching an airstrike on a weapons storage facility in Syria linked to Iran-backed military groups. Our chief global affairs anchor, Martha Raddatz, is in Washington with more. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Robin. This is the second round of U.S.-launched attacks on Iranian-backed forces, but they do not seem to be getting the message.
The strikes came overnight. Two U.S. F-15 fighter jets launching missiles at a weapons storage facility in eastern Syria, a facility the Pentagon says was being used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard forces and their proxies. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin saying in a statement, the United States is fully prepared to take further necessary measures to protect our people and our facilities. We urge against any escalation. But that is exactly what has been happening. This is the second retaliatory strike in as many weeks, following a barrage of attacks on U.S. forces in Syria and Iraq. At least a half a dozen drones and rockets targeting American troops last weekend, making for at least 40 Iranian proxy attacks since mid-October. And just hours before this latest retaliatory strike, one of the most serious provocations by Iranian-backed militants since the Israel-Hamas conflict began. A U.S. defense official confirming that Houthi forces in Yemen shot down a U.S. Reaper drone off Yemen's coast. This unverified video from Yemen's military claims to show the shootdown. Just weeks ago, the USS Kearney brought down four Houthi cruise missiles and more than a dozen drones aimed towards Israel over the Red Sea.
While none of the proxy strikes have caused any serious injury thus far, make no mistake, says a Pentagon official, these Iranian-backed proxies are trying to kill Americans. Robin?
Quite concerning. You're right about that, Martha. Thank you.
I love how they say it's a barrage of attacks. Did you notice their wording there? Even ABC News admits that this is a, quote, barrage of attacks. Barrage of attacks. This barrage of attacks, and now we've finally responded a total of three times. The operation was in response to what the Pentagon called ongoing attacks, injuring dozens of American troops by these fighters supported by Iran since the Israeli-Hamas war began after Hamas terror attacks last month. The U.S. military believes the strikes are part of a larger strategy of deterrence intended to keep other groups from escalating conflict in the region, where tensions have been sharply inflamed by the fighting between Israel and Hamas. Quote, the president has no higher priority than the safety of U.S. personnel. That's not true. If it was true, then the way that we pulled out of Afghanistan, for example, would have never happened. If that was true, that he had no higher priority than the safety of U.S. personnel, then Joe Biden would have attacked immediately Hamas terrorists and these terrorists backed by Iran when they started their, quote, barrage of attacks on U.S. military members and installations. He didn't do that. So when Lloyd Austin says in a statement today, the president has no higher priority than the safety of U.S. personnel, he is lying. The head of U.S. Central Command also issuing a statement tonight, calling the strikes, quote, a response to continued provocations by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard and their affiliated groups in Iraq and Syria, saying the United States will continue to defend itself, its personnel, and its interests. The strikes were the third round of retaliation, according to the Pentagon. The military said that the warplane struck a weapons storage facility in eastern Syria that's being used by the Iranian-backed militants responsible for at least dozens of drone and rocket attacks against American troops in the region. Quote, we hold Iran accountable for these attacks, not just the militia groups. Okay, well, if that's true, then why did you allow them to have a barrage of attacks on us before you responded at all? Can someone please explain that to me? If you say that you are going to protect Americans, then damn it, protect Americans. If you say that you are going to defend Americans at all costs, then that's fine. Defend Americans at all costs. But don't sit there and say that this is what you do and then not do it. Why did it take a barrage of attacks from them for you to respond at all? These terrorists figured out really quickly, by the way. These terrorists understand and are willing to die for their cause. They're willing to take some hits for their cause. Like, they get it, folks. They understand it. They totally understand it. This is a calculated decision by them. And what they've learned so far is that America's responses will be much smaller, much more limited, much more cautious than what we are seeing from Hamas and what we're seeing at the hands of the dictators and the tyrants from Iran and the money that they're sending to their jihadists. Never forget they cut people's heads off. Can we go back to that? Never forget these the same people that butchered innocent infants and cooked them in ovens. Never forget, these are the same butchers that left knives, okay, knives in babies. Left knives in babies. And now we have a measured response. We have a timid, controlled response to this. I can promise you one thing for sure. I guarantee you that this will continue. I guarantee you that they're going to hit us again, probably tomorrow and the next day and the next day, because this response from this White House, from Joe Biden, is not enough. I also think we just have to be really honest about these individuals who are jihadists. They're willing to die for their cause. You have to come down on them heavy-handed every single time as a response. This whole limited response crap, this whole BS of like, oh, well, we need a limited response and calm down for a moment, and this is going to be a careful, cool, calm, limited response, and it will somehow work. Not against jihadists, it doesn't work. It has never worked against jihadists. And the idea that it would somehow start working now is just flat out stupid. All right, let me tell you real quick about an amazing company called Patriot Mobile. For 10 years, they have been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the leftist agenda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, our veterans, and first responder heroes. They have 100% U.S.-based customer service team, making switching easy. You get to keep your same cell phone number, keep your same phone that you have right now, keep your same phone, or upgrade to a new one. And their team will help you find the best plan for your needs and save you real money. You got a small business? They can cover all that as well. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the promo code Ferguson. Join me and make the switch today and protect our values and stand for them with every phone call. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, and then you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. I want to move now to another major issue, and it deals with religion. And I want you to understand that I don't usually start this show off by saying, okay, let's take on a religion tonight. That's not my goal. That's not my objective. When I'm planning this show, I don't plan. And usually I stay away from different religious debates on purpose. There's plenty of people that do that. Why do I need to be jumping all in? I'm not a pastor. I don't have a doctorate in religion or faith. I've not gone to seminary, to be clear. Many of you that know who I am know what I believe and why I believe it. I'm unabashful about my faith in God. I'm unabashful about being an evangelical Christian. I'm unabashful about believing that God sent his son to die on the cross for our sins. I'm also a political commentator. I'm not a Bible beater. I'm unabashful about it, but I'm not going to, like, you know, talk about it 24/7. Again, there's other places where that is, but you need to know where I come from as a host. But there is something that happened that deals with religion. And it's something that we need to acknowledge, and it's something that we need to deal with. And it's something that terrifies me. The Vatican has now come out in a radical, radical ruling, I guess you could call it, saying that transsexuals and homoaffective persons can be baptized and serve as godparents in the Catholic Church. This coming out of Rome. The Vatican's Directorial Office, the DDF, declared this week that transsexuals and homoaffective persons can be baptized and serve as godparents provided certain conditions are met. The transsexual persons, even if they have undergone hormone therapy or sex reassignment surgery, may receive the sacrament of baptism, quote, if there are no situations in which there is a risk of generating public scandal or confusion among the faithful, quote unquote, the stated text reads. Now, this was signed by a cardinal. The Argentinian Cardinal Victor Manuel Fernandez. The document was published in response to 6 questions submitted to the DDF by a bishop, Jose Negri of Santo Amaro, Brazil. The responses are a repurpose in substance, the fundamental context of what has already been affirmed in the past by the diocese concerning these matters. The document asserts shortly afterwards the former prefect of the very same DDF, the Cardinal Mueller, released a text criticizing the document for its confusing language as well as for employing what they say terminology that is transhumanistic and saying that this is anti-ethical to a Catholic understanding of the human person. Pope Francis, by the way, is a woke guy. Pope Francis endorsed same-sex civil unions for the first time as Pope, while being interviewed for a documentary. A documentary called Francesco, which had its premiere at the Rome Film Festival. The Pope endorsed same-sex civil unions in this documentary, clearly putting his own thoughts again ahead of religious teachings. Quote, in truth, there are no transsexual or homo-affective homosexual people either in the order of creator nature. Excuse me. Let me say that again. In truth, quote, there are no transsexual, homo-affective, or homosexual people either in the order of creature nature or in the grace of the new covenant in Christ. That is what the Cardinal Mueller declared, since only two sexes exist. It is confusing and harmful that the Catholic Church employs the terminology, and he said it gives false context to the statue of legitimate theological opinion in the church. Transhumanism, in all its variants, is a diabolical fiction and a sin against the personal dignity of human beings, the cardinal stated, even when it presents itself in the form of transgenderism, using terminology such as self-determined gender reassignment. Now, this cardinal that's responding to this new ruling, good for him for doing it. The DDF text also seems to wink at surrogacy. The cardinal notes, which is a grave disservice to Catholic teaching on the sacredness of matrimony. The Vatican's doctoral office said that transsexual persons, whether adult children or adolescents, can be baptized, providing they are well-prepared and willing, and that there is no occasion of scandal. I don't even know what that means, no occasion of scandal. The Vatican also recently, just so you know, when you're giving your money to the Catholic Church, and again, you get to decide if this is where you want your money to go, but you need to know what's happening. The Vatican invested upwards of $1 million to back the Rocket Man film about singer Elton John. You may not know that. That's right. The Vatican invested $1.1 million in the steamy Elton John biopic. Now, why would the Vatican, why would the Catholic Church invest in a steamy Elton John biopic that heavily revolves around him being gay? The Vatican, however, invested upwards of $1 million to finance the Rocket Man film. People forgot that. The Italian Daily revealed that the Vatican's Secretary of State invested last February in the film and in eyewear and lifestyle products, as well as the Elton John film, using money donated by the Catholic faithful through Worldwide Peter Pence's collection. So if you're giving money, you need to know where it's going. According to the Times, the Rocket Man features a liaison between actors, the actor who plays Elton John, and another man, Richard Madden, who appears as John Reed, his former manager, deemed the most explicit gay love scene since Brokeback Mountain in 2005. Now, that's according to the New York Times. And the Catholic Church paid for that. Throughout the fund, the Vatican became a 25% partner in Lapo Elkman's company, Italia Independent, to the tune of 6 million euros, while more recently became a 10 million euro partner with industrialists, the chairman of the Gioia soccer team. Along with the Rocket Man film, the Vatican also invested some 3.3 million euros in the production of the 2019 Men in Black international film featuring Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson. Perhaps more problematic, the Vatican's biggest investment, which was 16 million euros, went to the Swiss-Swedish ABB company, which produces parts of nuclear power stations and allegedly participated in the destruction of the Malaysian rainforests. Now, I tell you about the money because I say this all the time, follow the money. But if you really want to know where the Catholic Church went wrong and why they're doing this now, and why they're advocating for this, look at what the Catholic Church did to young boys. To me, that's unforgivable what they did. Moving sexual abusers and predators from one Catholic church to another, from one area of the country to another, never looking out for the children and covering it up, and did it for years and years and years. Actually, not years and years, decades. When your leadership is that fallen and will cover up the sins instead of exposing and protecting children, you actually shouldn't be shocked at what was just said. You shouldn't be shocked at what the Catholic Church is doing. Now, I do believe everybody should know what the Catholic Church is doing. I do believe that everybody should understand what the Catholic Church is advocating for. I do believe that everyone needs to realize where, when you give a donation to the Catholic Church, it may actually be going in the tune of a lot of money, not a little, a lot of money, these types of organizations, these types of movies. Follow the money. I want to be clear. I'm not trying to be mean to the Catholic Church. I'm saying to people in the Catholic Church, wake up, smell the coffee, and realize what the hell is going on in your church and what they're doing with your donations.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. I want to turn gears real quick to the Biden crime family and what we are expecting this week to happen that's going to be pretty significant. These subpoenas have gone out, and we are being told now that more subpoenas are going to be going out. Now, sending out more subpoenas, what does that actually mean? It means that there are more people connected to the Biden crime family that are going to have to answer questions about what they have done and what crimes have been committed. Let me walk you through where we are right now with this so you kind of know, because this has been moving a lot lately. And it, as it's been moving, there have actually been a lot of people that have not been covering this story at all. All right. Special counsel David Weiss has finally made some admissions about his investigation of the Biden crime family. That's number one. Back in June, the Attorney General Merrick Garland disputed claims by IRS agents when he said that Weiss, quote, was given complete authority to make all decisions, quote unquote, in the Hunter Biden tax probe. We know that was a lie. This contradicted the testimony by IRS whistleblowers, and it now contradicts the testimony that Weiss just gave before the House Judiciary Committee this past week on Tuesday. That's a problem for the Biden crime family. That's not the only problem. Here are some of the key points that I want to give you from his voluntarily transcribed testimony. Number one, Weiss testified that he raised the idea of 515 authority because he had been handling the investigation for some time period. Now, U.S. Code 515 grants authority for special attorneys. David Weiss said, quote, they suggested let's go through the typical process and reach out to D.C. and see if D.C. would be interested in joining or otherwise participating in the investigation. Later in his interview, Weiss was asked directly if he asked for 515 special attorney authority. Here is what his response was. He said, quote, this is it. I did ask for 515 special attorney authority. He noted that he did so in the spring of 2022. Weiss testified that he had to follow a number of DOJ steps, including contacting U.S. attorney offices in the district in question, the District of Columbia, and the Central District of California to determine if those attorneys wanted to partner with him. This goes back to exactly what we were talking about when it came to the issue of a cover-up and him not having the ability to do his job the way that he was supposed to be able to do his job. So that's number one, okay? And this plays into that very clearly. There's a second thing. Weiss testified not only that he did this and he reached out to California and to the D.C., he said this was because he was considering bringing possible charges against Hunter Biden in both of these districts, not one, but both. Weiss noted that he followed the process, adding that I asked for something, and in that conversation, they didn't give it to me. Despite this, Weiss still tried to claim it was not a denial in any way, shape, or form, because again, he understands he's trying to cover his AWS, right? He's got to tell the truth here, but he also needs to protect the president and protect the process, which was them doing everything they could to really cover for the Biden crime family and only charge the president with crimes, or let me rephrase that, only charge his son with crimes that wouldn't connect him directly to the president of the United States of America and put Joe Biden in jeopardy. That is number one. Now, number two, I think it's important to note that David Weiss requested this status supposedly in the spring of 2022. However, he was not granted special counsel status until August of 2023, an entire year later, or maybe even more than a year later, depending on the first time he asked in that summer. Weiss served as the U.S. attorney for the District of Delaware before his appointment of special counsel. He has been investigating Hunter Biden since 2018, folks. It's 2023. If there's any moment in time where you say, come on, man, that would be right now. To quote Joe Biden, come on, man, do your damn job. How hard is it to do your job unless you're purposely trying to run out the clock to protect the Biden crime family at all costs? Meanwhile, he allowed the statute of limitations while he was running out the clock to expire for tax charges against Hunter from 2014 and 2015, specifically in Washington, D.C. Why does that matter? Those were the charges that would have put him in the most trouble. the tax charges were the biggest charges that were against Hunter Biden that would have had massive ramifications and real significant jail time for him. So if you want to know why they let those run out, the statute of limitations, it was clearly done on purpose. It was done on purpose so that everyone would know that he was an individual that got off and that he was being protected. And that's clearly what they were trying to do here. Let the clock run out on the most egregious charges, things they see. Even if he did commit crimes, it doesn't matter now because the statute of limitations has run out. So everybody just move on with their lives and we'll walk on down the road and none of this ever really mattered. Here's something else you need to know. During his testimony, he testified that the statute of limitations did in fact expire, but he claimed he could not comment further as it, quote, pertains to the ongoing litigation and our outstanding investigation. Really? So you look at this, and the question you should ask yourself is this. All right, what's the takeaway from this testimony? The House Oversight Committee issued subpoenas in response to a lot of this. House Oversight Committee issued subpoenas on Wednesday demanding closed-door testimony from Hunter Biden and James Biden, the president's brother, as part of the GOP's impeachment inquiry into the family's foreign business dealings. In response to what we just learned, James, that's Joe Biden's brother, and Hunter, his son, regularly involved Joe in their business relationships. During his eight-year vice presidency and in the years that followed, including in their ventures involving China and Ukraine. Again, another massive lie by the Biden crime family. Joe Biden said that his son never made a dime from China. Nobody in his family made a dime. Not only was that not true, and we have the checks to back it up, we also have checks going into the president's bank accounts from his brother right after the Chinese communist checks showed up in his bank account. There's your 10% or maybe even more for, quote, the big guy. The committee has also set a December the 13th date for Hunter Biden to appear for his interview and a December 6th date for James Biden to appear. So again, on the 6th, it's for the brother. On the 13th, it's for Hunter. The problem with those charges, and again, if either refuses to comply, the panel could recommend criminal charges for contempt of Congress. Now, this is where the Democrats are playing the game. The problem with those charges is that they would have to go through the Biden Department of Justice. And the Biden Department of Justice has made it abundantly clear they do not go after the Biden crime family, period. They will never go after the Biden crime family, period. That's the biggest problem here that you have, is that you now are in a scenario. You're now in a situation where even if you do it, let's say they say, here's two middle fingers, we're not coming to Congress. And there is a very good chance that that could happen. There is virtually no enforcement mechanism for the law because the DOJ will refuse to enforce the laws. And if you don't think the Biden crime family knows that they've got the deck stacked against a Republican investigation, you're also crazy. I want to also play for you real quick. This from Fox News Channel, talking about the House Committee subpoenas of Hunter and James Biden and what this means.
Well, James Comer, these are not the first subpoenas that James Comer has issued as part of his investigation. Mm-hmm. Actually, in September, he subpoenaed bank records belonging to Hunter and James Biden. That was, at that point, the most aggressive step that he had taken. But in the last few weeks, you know, the committee has been obtaining these subpoenaed records from James and Hunter's personal and business financial records. And what Hunter Biden and James Biden's records have shown, according to Comer, is that President Biden actually may have benefited. So last week, James Comer said that President Biden actually received two checks from James Biden and Sarah Biden's personal bank account, one for $40,000 and one for $200,000. Those checks both were labeled in the memo section of the check as loan repayments, but James Comer says the White House is not providing those documents that would prove that those were actual loans. And the money actually came on days that the Biden family was obtaining money from Chinese business companies and more. So Comer's been laying all of this out and following the money.
Following the money. This is why I love James Comer, because James Comer is following the money and he's continuing to lay it out. Do I expect that the Democrats are going to pull every shenanigan? Yes. To protect the Biden family? Absolutely. Do I expect Hunter Biden or James Biden to show up? And no, I don't. Because even if there is a referral then for them to be arrested because they're not complying with these subpoenas, it doesn't matter because the DOJ is who would have to actually do this. The Department of Justice would have to then take that recommendation to move on it. And the Biden Department of Justice is corrupt as hell. They will not touch it. So what do you do now? You continue to expose the money. $250,000 in checks is what we found so far. Keep finding them and keep exposing them. That's what the Republicans need to do. I'm going to keep you updated on this, I can promise you, to make sure that you have all the news as it breaks this week. Make sure you hit that subscribe or auto download button so you don't miss an episode, number one. Number two, please share this with your family and your friends wherever you can on social media, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.